Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
All right, we're back, and today is products and advice that will help you get everything in place. And so what we're going to do now is kind of finish up the defense. I always tell people it's like a defense and an offense. Best thing to do is not lose. Don't get yourself in trouble from the start. And I mean, you hear things all the time. You know, people have kids and they don't have a plan, and then something happens, and you know, or you don't have an emergency fund, you lose a job, and I mean, there's just goes on and on and on. And so we in the previous segments, you can tune in to the Roy Matlock Jr. podcast, and you can find that anywhere. We're going to be talking about, you know, all these type of things, and I've already covered. But think about this. Now we talked about insurance. Now we're talking about health insurance. One of the things that I've been doing is I got involved with some health plans for especially self-employed people and for business owners. And what I found was is a health share plan might be a great option to help you with a lot of these overpriced, you know, increasing premium type things. The way it works, a health share is like this. You know, the billing system with health insurance is the first problem. I've never seen another product. I mean, if I were in business and I provided a product, paid for it, and then never billed and never collected on it, and then sent a bill and didn't even have a good billing system in place, and then what I did is I just passed it on to this insurance company, all right, and then they just raise the prices. Eventually, you know, the prices are going to keep going up, and that's really what goes on. So the way health share works, there's a couple things you can do. One is a health share allows you to pay cash initially, get big discounts, but then have the top side, meaning if you have a big claim, you don't go out of pocket for a lot of money. That's the first thing. The other side is you can do what's called a health savings account. And a health savings account allows you to put tax deductible dollars into the equivalent of what would become an IRA once you're 59 and a half. You have access to use it for anything you want outside of just health and health care. And it allows you to get some tax deductions and set aside money that you can pull back out and pay for your healthcare needs. And so those are some things that we do if you're a small business owner and you're looking for ways to save money on your healthcare. I would visit RoyMatlockJr.com or give us a call on that. You shop for car insurance, renter's insurance, home insurance. We want to do that. The idea is we want to, as quickly as possible, self-insure. How do you self-insure? Hey, you buy an old car, pay cash for it, and then you drop the collision on it because you've got your emergency fund in place. That'll save you some money. You can raise your deductibles along the way. You want to make sure that you have proper liability insurance. I know I had an accident one time. I got sued. It was kind of interesting. The guy sued me. It was nothing. My car idled into him after being stopped on the interstate, sued me for like $500,000. I think it was because I was driving a nice car. And so I just turned it over to my insurance company. I had an umbrella policy, which was an additional $2 million at that time of coverage, which was a cheap lawyer. I've always said it's a cheap lawyer. What that means is that if you have an umbrella policy, you have some assets, you can buy it, and then you turn it over to the insurance company and they settled it. And it wasn't anything. I think I had to make two meetings with a lawyer, and then that was the end of it. And then we want to eliminate bad debt. First thing, we need to understand what's good debt and what's bad debt. So bad debt is things that are, number one, that you can't afford to pay. So if you get yourself into a position where your monthly income is not capable of covering your debt service, then that is always bad debt. I don't care what kind of debt it is. It could be a car, or it could be a house, it could be anything. You know, people go out and they get excited and buy too big a house or too big of a car, and before you know it, they've got a problem. So first thing is, bad debt is something you can't afford to pay. Good debt is something you can't afford. Okay. May not be always what you want to do, but if it's easily payable, then that's the first step in having something good. Now, do I think that all just because you can afford it is good? No. The first thing is we eliminate bad debt. Here's how we do it. Number one, we can't afford to pay it. Number two, it's tied to things that go down in value. What would be good debt? Things that appreciate that we can afford to pay. That could include buying a home. It could include putting money into a business that allows us to earn income. That's called a bond if you're in the big-time business. And so we're going to do that. So what are our 10-point defense? Grow your income by growing your skill set. Set the budget up. Make sure and automate your emergency fund. Set up term insurance. Get your will and trust in place. Shop and buy disability income insurance. Get low-cost health insurance with high deductibles, maybe a health share. Make sure you have car insurance, renter's insurance, home insurance. Make sure your liability protection is up, and you will eliminate bad debt, mostly credit card, car payments, things that go down in value. We now have a defense in place. We can start going into the offense, and we're going to continue to grow our income. First goal on offense is $100,000. If you get that as soon as you can, I always tell people if you're a young couple, especially getting started, live on love alone for a few years and save one of your incomes, get you $100,000. Generally speaking, if you have $100,000, yeah, and you have it invested and you're in your 30s, you're going to be in good shape financially 20, 30 years later on your retirement. Now what you're doing is you're saving more money. You're turning into a situation where you can maybe quit sooner, all right, retire earlier, that kind of thing, because you started young. You had time on your side. And so on. So then we're going to go from there. We're going to start setting up some automations. What are some of our automations? We're going to automate our 401k. We're going to automate retirement plans, maybe IRAs and things like that. We might do some things. I call it retirement stacking. So let me give you an example of a retirement stack. When you're under age 50, you can put about $22,000 or $23,000 into your 401k. So if you're at work, you have the ability to do that, not just your 6%. A lot of times people say, well, I put my matching funds in. Well, that's fine, but and some people don't even put their matching funds in. I have people I run into, I say, you have a 401k. Yeah, I'm not really doing anything with it. What is going on? You're not putting anything in there. Well, think about this. If you put a dollar in, you get to deduct that dollar. So now it's only going to cost you maybe 75 cents. So now you only put 75 cents in, and they match your dollar on the first maybe 3% or something like that. So the first $3 you put in only cost you $2.25 because it was deductible, but they give you $3 on top of that. All right? I mean, man alive. I mean, you're making 50% return on your money right off the bat, plus getting a tax deduction. I mean, it's pretty nutty to not do that. So anyway, so we want to automate our retirement plans. Now, what we do, we can stack those retirement plans. So let's say you put your $20,000 in, all right, in your 401k, and you get a $5,000 tax deduction. And then you take that $5,000 tax deduction, toss it over to an IRA, maybe a Roth that'll grow tax-free. So now we can do that. So we just stacked our retirement. We maxed out one, took that savings, the income tax, that if, by the way, you don't take it, you never can get it back. So you get that $5,000, let that $5,000 put it in a Roth, it grows tax-free forever. All right? And you got it, compliments of the debt of the stacking of your retirement plans. You might take that and throw it into, when you're young, you're going to put it into managed money, mutual funds. What's a mutual fund? A mutual fund is professional money management, where we go out and we hire someone through our 401k or through going through separate investments, and we hire someone to go out and pick the best accounts and the best companies to put it into. I always tell people, if you go to Vegas, Vegas is fun. And the funny part about Vegas is people go to Vegas and say, I'm only going to lose this much money. And I'm thinking to myself, I would rather be the house than the gambler, right? Well, what if you own stock in the casinos or own stock in the banks where they borrow money for 2% and loan it back to people at 21%. I would rather own that. So what if I could hire someone to go pick those best banks and best casinos and everything else. That's professional money management. And then what we do is we just put it in, automate it, and then one day we wake up and say, hey, life is much, much better. I would encourage you to go to RoyMatlockJr.com. We have a wealth of information to help you get your plan in place. We'll be right back.